Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
So funny.
Where were we on? Was it at Winterland when I was telling Jane that I have a favorite Katy Perry song? Were you standing right there? I was telling her I don't love a lot of Katy Perry songs.
We were in the back room.
That's right. We were.
We were about to do photos. I don't know if was that with One Republic or
I don't know, one of the bands.
Leon Bridges.
But it's so funny because we just, you know, a totally random conversation. And I told her that, you know, I there's one Katy Perry song that I really like. And she goes, oh, I'm going to put that in for you. Never entered my mind again.
She put it in.
It's the first damn song that's loaded up here. I'm cracking up. So that'll be the first song we play this morning.
Jane is a businesswoman, Sarah.
She is. I just thought it was, so just as I turned on the mics, I saw that. And went,
if you didn't notice, by the way, our big boss, corner office boss, was in New York doing those shows, and Jane was in charge.
Jane was in charge.
At Winterland.
She was large and in charge.
Yep.
Yep. And I think things went really smoothly.
Sure they did. It was a fun show.
It was.
You enjoy it?
I did. I had a good time. I was,
What?
I was, you know, it's just a crazy night. I just had a stomach ache so bad that night. I don't know what I ate or...
It didn't go away, though, after you...
It did a little here and
there. I thought you farted and it went away.
No, I didn't fart and it did went away. At one point, I did burp, Vinny, and felt a little bit better. It's just like this nagging thing. I don't know what it is. Whatever. So I was all whiny about that. But we had a good time. What are you laughing about? I just walked into the room and who was cracking up. I go, what? What just happened? What did I miss? And he repeated what Vinny said. I don't like to say that word, but...
The F word.
The fart word.
Yeah, it's true. She goes,
no, I didn't. I said I burped.
I just boofed one and I feel a lot better.
Oh my God.
Shut up.
Is that what the smell was in the elevator?
No. Oh my God. You jerks. We know Brad wasn't there.
Oh.
Well, Brad smells like cigarettes.
Yeah,
like
he smells
farts.
Like smokes.
Yeah. Anyway, it was a really fun night, though.
Yep.
God, our listeners are so great. Oh,
let me give you this real quick.
All right, hold on. Are you bringing me this thing that I wrote down earlier?
Hold on. It's show sheets, I'm sure.
Oh.
Yeah. Congratulations, first thing.
Okay. I see it there. Couple things, though. Before I get to that, I want to say that our listeners...
Sorry, am I in your way?
Yeah, you're totally in my way.
Oh, my God. She's a good person to be in the way of.
Uh-huh.
She's very generous.
No one write in about that. Totally just let wrong. That one go, everybody. Calm down.
Wait, don't I want that?
You not want that one. But...
We all want that.
The listeners.
No, I mean...
They get offended by everything.
Oh, they get upset? Look, we love each other. There's some inappropriate touching. What are you going to do? All right, so I want to say thank you to our listeners who brought 700 toys.
Oh,
oh my God. 700 toys and $1,500 in cash is what we brought in one night.
It's great.
Just kind of as a random aside, thank you. The Marines were stoked. I also just, you know, to put a sort of a little cherry on top of the whole Toys for Tots thing, Specialized, Bananas at Large, Eden Bicycles, Deluxe, NVIDIA. Thank you guys so much for your generosity this year. Just great. I'll set that aside. I might want to say that again. But I thought 700 toys, that's a ton of toys to come
in. It filled up their truck.
It's great.
They had, he was sending me videos, Reardon, my Marine, was sending me videos. I'm laying in bed, I'm totally naked in bed, and he FaceTimes me. I'm like, hello. And it's him, I go, dude, I go, oh, sorry.
Could he see anything?
No, because I had the blankets over me. But I'm like, oh, sorry, you know, I'm all... You know.
Right.
And, but the truck was filled. They're so happy. They're very grateful.
Good. Yeah. Well, that is huge. I mean, 700 toys. I don't even know how many people are at the show. I don't know what that place holds, but
and I guess all the Marines wanted the guitar.
Oh.
The Bananas guitar. It was front and center in the truck.
You have to give that away, guys.
Yes.
We also want to say congratulations to our listeners, Joe and Niket, for becoming engaged at Alice in Winterland on Thursday night.
Very exciting.
It's a very touching moment. And a huge thank you to the San Francisco Gift Center and Jewelry Mart to help create the very special Winterland moment.
Super
that ring.
Sweet.
First of all, can I just say, having a little light in the ring box, genius.
Is it?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
It was.
When you open up that box,
it's like angels come out.
Yeah, it's right. It should have the little sound when they open up the box, too. It made the ring look so incredible. I mean, it was already a big, beautiful ring.
And if then I could talk to the Game Over hat real quick. Game Over hat, you were missed. A lot of people were like, where's the Game Over hat?
Yeah.
This is the perfect place for the Game Over hat to be.
You wanted me to wear the hat at the event?
Yeah, that would have been really
funny. You didn't
hear
people ask, where's the Game Over hat?
No, but I do have Game Over socks. I'll start wearing those.
Start wearing those. That way
yeah,
you can
one of
up
our
your
listeners
pant
got
legs
it
and it'll say Game Over. And, you know,
Angela.
Subtle.
Perfect.
You know.
Yep. Yeah, that was
so funny.
Very cute. The
it
whole
was,
proposal.
It was
thing.
Very, very cute.
If you go to the Alice 973 Instagram, there's a place where you can kind of do highlights of your life. So I created a highlight for Alice in Winterland 2018.
Oh, wow.
Everybody's like posts and stuff. I combined them and I made a little thing. You can see it there. It's underneath the description.
How do you do this?
It's advanced. It's
yeah,
pretty advanced.
Clearly, I have no idea.
Do you have to buy something?
No, there's just an option where you can, it says new, and there's a plus sign above it,
yeah.
And it's you just click on that, and then you just choose a whole bunch of different kind of Instagram stories, and you combine them. So you'll see Winterland there and the highlights from the night.
That
seems
really
like a lot of work.
I know.
It
but,
was, well, but.
You're so good.
As usual,
you have
over deliver.
Right.
Hey, what can I say? Big movie review.
Well, you got nothing else to do. So.
Right. Big movie review this week, everyone. Be sure to tune in for that. We'll be reviewing The Amazing Spider-Man, the Spider-Man cartoon movie.
Oh,
and Mortal,
that's not until Thursday, though,
Mortal
right?
Engines. I know, but we're just talking about
so
me over delivering.
From now, my
we're talking
God.
About over delivering.
Anyway, what'd you do? So you finished the show.
Good job, Hooman.
Yeah. Way to over-deliver. And then, what, Friday you Weirdo. Slept in or till like noon? Or
yeah, I slept in both days, both Friday and Saturday. Actually, I did sleep in all the days.
All right.
I slept you know,
Good
John,
job,
John woke me up yesterday at 10 because I don't really like to sleep late on Sunday. And I can't sleep on Sunday night, so
right.
I didn't get a great night's sleep last night. But that's the usual for me,
mm-hmm.
for all of us, I guess. For some reason, just Sunday night, the sleep won't come.
I got home late on
Thursday
night.
Oh, yeah, what time did you get home?
I don't know. And I went to bed, and I slept in, and
what's sleeping in for you?
Like
6. 8.
Oh, my God, 8 o'clock.
Well, I mean, I didn't go. Look, I wouldn't sleep into 8 if I'd gone to bed at my normal time.
Right.
But I went to bed at whatever that was,
midnight.
1.
Oh.
Or something. I don't know. Anyway, so I went to Santa Claus on Friday. Mm-hmm. We went and saw Santa.
Oh, What's, where was
what
he?
What mall was it?
We went to the one at Bass Outdoor
Store. Sporting Goods Place. Your wife posted. It was
so there was an empty, that place was an
girl.
Empty lot off Almaden for the time we lived there.
Mm.
And they have since built, the Bass Outdoor Store is 10 stores.
Mm.
It's a mall itself. I don't even know how it sells enough stuff to
support itself. Is it packed?
It wasn't,
people?
But you know, it was Friday and the surf was up, so. I'm sure most people slithered out of their dadly duties. Not me, though. It's firing, and my phone is lighting up, and I'm, like, sitting in line at the Santa. And I'm getting, where are you? It's so good right now. And I was like,
I'm with Santa. It's so good right now.
I'm at Santa. Anyway. Yeah, we went to Santa. It was fun, though. I mean,
good,
you know,
sure.
Once I was, like, said, look. you're out of it. You're not going today. Forget
you had,
it.
Right.
It's not happening.
You should have left your phone behind. Just so you wouldn't get have constant reminders.
I got over it. I was like, look, here's where you are. This is where you are, and this is what you're
Sounds
doing.
Sounds like you're still trying to get over it. Oh, look at that. Oh, she's got her list and everything. Oh, that's so cute.
Is that what the missus posted?
Yeah. Yes.
She had a list and had two things on it. Hatchimals. Yay. I wrote it for her. Hatchimals and what's the other thing? I forget.
Hatchimals are the one you don't know what you're getting.
The little egg thing. One other. Oh, Elastigirl.
Oh, nice.
Is the other thing.
Is that like, remember when we were a kid and there was that Stretch Armstrong doll where you could stretch it out like his Elastigirl?
It does have stretch
capability.
I think it's probably a million times better than the stretch toys we had because, you know, those things got brittle and
they
cracked.
Did get brittle. Remember that? Like all of a sudden you'd be stretching it and like one of the arms would pop off. You know, it'd just break, snap. You know, like
I didn't have one, but I do know of them. So anyway. I went. The Bass Outdoor Santa is excellent. I usually go to the Santa at the Valley Fair.
He's a good looking one.
Mall, but the Bass Outdoor Santa was
A-okay.
Did she pick the dress? She dressed up.
Yeah, she's wearing heels too.
Oh my goodness! Oh my god, that's adorable.
She can't get over. She here. I'll show you.
Oh, here's the. Oh, it's tiny. It's tiny, but it's wiggly.
Oh, it's called Bass Pro Shops.
Oh, that's what it is, right.
Yeah. Everyone commented how she had her hand on Santa's lap.
Oh.
Like, listen.
Listen, Linda.
Listen, Santa.
He's a great Santa. The kids look adorable. Ooh, they had like a little log cabin set up there.
Yeah.
That's really cute.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are fun days, you know, early childhood days, and you're just, you know, your parents are just eating you up with their eyes. Mm-hmm. And then it's the 14 to 19 period. That's the tough one, man. And they come back. They do.
I'll just go surfing those days. I mean, really, tell me when, because I'm
good. I don't know when it is with girls, but for us, it was like 14, 18, 14, 19, you know.
Uh-huh.
In the middle of it with the younger child, who was always so affectionate. Even when I was getting it hard from the older one, the younger one would be like, don't worry, Mom. I love you. Now he's like, I hate you.
He is? No, he's not.
You know, sort of, though. He's so over me. Go ahead. What were you going to say?
This is controversial, and you probably don't want to hear about it. But do you want to know what the good parenting manual says about when girls should wear high heels?
Oh, there's a good parenting manual?
Whoa.
Yeah, I just found it online.
Oh, is it Christian? Is it Christian?
Bookmark that. We're going to need that.
All right, when?
All right, when?
13 to 14 years old is when girls should start wearing high heels.
Sure. I think I started wearing high heels in eighth grade, so I was 13.
That's good parenting. All right, that's it.
Girls want to wear them so bad, though. Just like a little, you know, your mom would be like, okay, you have this little heel.
Yeah.
She's not wearing high heels. She's wearing a little heel. But really, it's about the noise they make.
Click, clack.
For some reason, that's attractive to her.
Well, sure. She sounds like Mom.
This is sweet. 650, I want to thank you for the wonderful tickets to the concert. It was awesome. I will never forget how nice Sarah and Vinny are.
Oh.
I don't have much money, but you made my daughter and me the best Christmas ever.
Love that's
you.
So sweet.
Cool.
That's nice. Yeah, it's a very heartwarming event. It always is. Like, everyone is sort of in that Christmas spirit, and it's just everyone's so friendly, and we had a very, very nice time. It was definitely a good time. So, what about you, Hooman? Sounds like we all sort of laid low after the fact.
Oh, I laid low too.
Oh.
I got out of there. I went to a Hanukkah party, visited my friends, and then, you know, just relaxed all weekend. I was tired. Thank you. I'm sorry. I don't have much to say. I mean, it was a mellow weekend.
Then we should thank Tahoe Blue Vodka because Brent and I went to the 49er game
yesterday. You guys are clearly their lucky charms.
Oh, my God. They won.
And the Raiders won. Game. Like on
the Raiders
same
won, too.
Day,
I know.
And the Pats lost.
I know.
And that was a crazy last
1 second of the game. That was crazy.
Yeah, the Niners looked like a team you want to follow. Like, you know, I mean, I watched some games and just feel like this is pulling teeth. Yeah. I got to turn this off. I will do anything.
Did you see that these guys were on the field, though?
I did. I saw
it. So what, like, what happened? It was just plush AF. It was like the welcome party going on. So it was amazing.
This
was
a Tahoe Blue Vodka thing?
Tahoe they just Blue had Vodka that kind of sponsors the 49ers, mm-hmm. as well as the Giants, as well as Alice. And he just hooked us up. We met him and our sales girl, Monica, there. And we just, like, there was a dude from the Niners meeting us there.
Oh.
He's all in a suit and stuff, and he's meeting us there and handing us passes and
escorting
and field.
Us around.
And, yeah.
Oh, really wow.
Fun. It was amazing.
It was quite the experience.
Like, I'm like, is this what human feels like? Is this what it's like to be human?
Yeah, yeah. All the places you can't normally go. Let's go over there. All right, let's go.
Let's go.
Yep. Let's walk down to the field.
All
right,
so he was like your guide all day? He hung with you guys?
No, mm-hmm. he dropped us off here and like,
and then he'd come back
thing.
And check on us. Like, do you guys want to go here? Do you want to go here? Do you want some food?
Oh, my God, how funny.
I know, it was so great.
And so where on the sidelines were you? Like, near the team or just like?
Yeah, well, we were there during the warm-up. Time, but then during the game, we were still able to get out there to walk up to our seats, and there was this—I forget what the club is called—a little, very exclusive.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's called the "Don't worry what the name is; you're never getting in there" club.
Exactly. Yes. It's
you don't need to know.
A lot of ex-49ers players, the older ones, were
just
chilling.
Oh, funny.
Yeah, just hanging out. Mm-hmm. So
that's really nice.
Yeah, really.
What a
really
cool experience.
It's like if I can go to every game like that. I would go.
No doubt. How'd you guys get there? Uber?
We Ubered,
yes. We Ubered.
You really? Did?
Super fun.
Yeah. Well, we had a parking pass, but we're like, well, Tahoe Blue Vodka, we're going to have some vodka. So let's not drive, everyone.
Yeah. Did you guys get all sloppy on the field?
No.
Exactly.
Not like that.
Oh, darn, that's too bad.
Well, we had tons of food. We're just enjoying the food and the drinks and just the atmosphere.
Mm. What time did you get home?
Pretty early. I mean, we left around... third quarter.
It was still light
third
out.
Quarter.
Yeah.
So what was that? Like, I don't know, 3 o'clock?
Yeah.
Why'd you leave so early?
Because I didn't want to be in the dark.
And it gets crazy. Yeah, we're starting.
I have my flashlight,
set, kinda,
but
and,
yeah.
You know how it is.
You know, I need to get
and we
home.
Have work the next morning, yeah, so we start freaking out by 5 p.m.
I know. I got to be home. I got to be back. You get paranoid. Yeah.
If you can get the VIP service at Levi's, it is an incredible experience. Were you guys on the 50-yard line?
Yeah, we're just about there.
Yeah, because mm-hmm. that's where Chris Kelly's seats are as well. So, and you guys got I saw you guys on the field, so you had field mm-hmm. access too.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. it's
have you had field great. Access, Hooman? Or
yeah.
Have they, oh,
yeah.
Oh, you have.
Oh, okay, yeah, so Sarah.
We haven't eclipsed anything that Hooman's done there.
Does Chris know you met with Todd? Does he feel good about your most recent meetings?
He does, yeah. You know, Chris,
did he hook that up?
No. It was a guy at church, Brooke, my buddy Brooke. He
Brooke.
Yeah, he's a good guy. So, yeah, Chris, he just has so much going on that if, you know, I can get like, you know, 5 minutes of his time every other week, that's a lot.
Yikes.
You know, so.
Well, he's an investor in Olive, so he wants to see he's invested in Olive doing well.
He has, yeah. I mean, listen, in terms of his investments, like Olive is a very small investment. Like he...
Sure, but for you, it's huge.
For me,
you
know, it's, yeah,
right.
For me, it's...
It's everything.
Huge. Thank you, yes.
All right.
All right.
Well, you guys...
It's Monday,
and Christmas is 2 weeks from tomorrow?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I mean, it's right around the corner.
Right.
So
but these are good couple weeks coming up.
Yeah.
These are going to be rolling.
These are
going to be
the
holiday
best
time. Yeah.
Yeah. It's very exciting.
Oh. Vacation coming.
I know. I didn't want to say it, but, you know.
I'll say it.
Everyone's ready.
I'm ready.
We did just have a week off last month, but,
know.
You know, we need more.
Okay,
yes. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Let's get this thing. Let's crush these next 2 weeks.
All right.
Here we go. Thank you, Jane. Thanks for thinking of us. My favorite Katy Perry song.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.